It is Wednesday morning, and we check in with County Councilwoman Marty Hawk, who makes her weekly Wednesday visit. Marty, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I am so excited about this wonderful weather. For now,
that's the
but. Be happy for the good days you have.
That's
yes,
exactly
we have
right.
to be grateful for them because this summer they appear to be few and far between. So.
This is a beautiful one, I can tell you.
Need
I
a
know,
little
it's
rain.
Lovely.
We just don't need rain on the days we don't need rain. That's the beggars can't be choosers part of that. But the sun's always shining in Ellettsville as it is this morning and in your part of the county. Big news making the rounds late yesterday afternoon as it was announced at the commissioner's meeting where Auditor Steve Salter turned in his resignation. Marty, I want to make sure I get that right.
No, it was the Monroe County Council's meeting.
It was your meeting.
It was our meeting. Mr. Salter had gone into the council office that afternoon to say that he was going to resign and would they like for it to be announced. Now, this is how I understand how it happened. Would they like for him to announce that at the meeting? They set up a time frame for the department heads to make announcements, and that's when he made the announcement. And whether anyone else saw that coming or not, I can't say.
So the official job is he has to go in and tell the council. Is that who, quote unquote, his boss is on that? I don't even know the procedure.
No,
well, that's why I got confused.
Supposed to be in attendance at all of our council members at council meetings, taking a record of everything that happens on the council, and so he made that announcement because the council and the auditor's office work so closely together because that's where we get all of our information. To arrive at what our budget should be and so forth. So the interesting thing here is that he's saying it has to do with the LAL,
software
the package to help with the financial side of the auditor's office. Now, everybody can buy that story or not, depending on what you want to believe. I find that very questionable. But
why is that?
Well, because we were either going to do it or we weren't. And there was much information out there that made it clear the county wanted to move forward with this. We were just trying to make sure that the contract and information that we had going back and forth with an agreement with LAL would be something that would be appropriate. And there have been those that have been working on it, the county commissioners and our IT department.
Marty, all we've heard is for the last couple of years how unorganized that department is. We need more training. We need more stability. We need more of this.
Need
we need more of that.
Software.
And then you leave when the software comes in. Who's going to set up that training? Who's going to set up that knowledge of the new software? Why would you leave now?
Well, Lyle is going to be the one who will be doing the training. When I say Lyle, that's the company's name who's providing it. And they'll be providing the training for a solid year. So as they're installing it, and then within the year thereafter, they'll be, that's a part of the agreement. Now, we have been told by some of the other counties that it would not be a good time to have it installed during budget preparation time. So I don't know exactly how that's going to interact. That will most likely be a challenge.
When is a good time to do this? It never seems like there's a downtime.
Well,
in that
I'm
office.
Thinking that there's also going to be a change of the guard here in less than six
July,
months.
July, August, September, yeah, October, yeah. November, December.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Six.
Yeah, January 1.
You figure if this gets installed, let's say a month from now, by that time the Democrats would have held
their caucus,
which they must do, to decide who's going to take Steve Salter's position there in the auditor's office. Now, of course, those of us who are sort of political nerds, sort of
please
interesting
nerd out.
Question,
please.
Are they going to put in the Democrat?
Or the independent?
That's what normally would be expected, the Democrat who's on the ballot.
Right, that's what
to run
that's
for
what,
this fall.
But I don't
However,
think they're going to do
Democrat,
that.
However, Democrat Kathy Smith is now presently our county treasurer. So will she even be interested in moving from treasurer over to auditor. And then if they do that, then that would, I would assume, move up their Democrat candidate for treasurer into that slot to finish out the treasurer spot. And it would then move Kathy Smith over to the auditor's office to finish up that spot there at the auditor's office. But now you look at the whole situation would be, if they did that, then her chief deputy would be Teresa Chambers, who's also on the ballot for auditor, as an independent. Now you see how the world turns.
Yeah, exactly. And, right. I used that same phrase last hour.
Would the two people who are running against one another for that fall ballot, then does that mean that that newly appointed person for auditor would get rid of the chief deputy? I mean, they certainly have the opportunity to do that. That chief deputy serves merely at the pleasure of the auditor. That's a political appointment. And
then you have a new system you need to bring in and from Lao and do all that. And boy, you're going to have time to get any of this. You're right. Maybe that's not a convenient time to install all this software, Marty.
Well, but you know, the thing is, had there been more pressure put upon the auditor to resign before that primary, as many of us pushed hard to say, look, you know, do not be hanging around here with all this going on. And there was conversation that, oh, he was just going to, at the beginning of the year, he was going to be gone. No, well, it was going to be in the March, he would leave. And there was always a different time frame. And then...
Well, let me read you the quote from today's paper. So if people are just joining us, County Auditor Steve Salter resigned yesterday afternoon. We're speaking with County Councilwoman Marty Hawk. Steve Salter, front page of today's Herald Times, Ernest Rollins with the story. The people that were calling for my resignation were what I call hired assassins by the Republican Party who really didn't know what they were talking about and don't understand the voting offices they are running for.
Okay.
So are you hired assassin?
Am I a hired assassin?
Well, I'm just reading the quote. Margaret's drawn the conclusions.
I would see a caricature of Marty with her little guns raised.
Well, the last part of that quote's the important one. They don't understand the voting offices they are running for, so that would suggest that I'm reading between the lines here. How do you say Ann's last name, Marty? Boehm?
You know, I think it's Boehm.
Okay, we'll stay with Boehm until she calls me and corrects me. And I apologize. They don't put any pronunciation guides in these stories, so I just have to go with what I know. So that's an interesting quote. I think it's interesting that he thinks that this person running for office has that much power.
Well, actually, I don't think that that's the reason for his resignation at all. Time will tell whether or not there's something else coming out of the prosecutor's office. I'm not saying there is.
Well, there's an investigation that's open. Where are we on that, and who's in charge of getting that investigation? Is that on any kind of timeline? Now there's a resignation. Does that end? How does this work out?
Well, I continue to ask from the courts and the prosecutor's office when we might see something come up and just take care of the situation so that we can move forward. But I would not say that this would just go away because he's resigning. However, the charges, I don't know. I'm not part of the legal system, so I would not know exactly how the charges would be, but I would expect it to be something similar if this is found that there is something really untoward that's happened here. One would think it would be similar to what's happened to the auditor in the past. But, you know, until all of this comes down, we cannot just assume what that information is.
So when
is.
You hire, who hires the special prosecutor? Is that the commissioners that do that?
Well, no, it was actually the courts. The courts appoint a special prosecutor.
Okay. Who calls for the investigation?
But I think what Glass was asking is maybe not who actually hired them, but who asked for it.
Well, the prosecutor has to go to say, we don't want to handle this investigation. But somebody, we don't want to handle this.
Turned over information so that the prosecutor even looked at this.
And then they have
this.
To pass that
right,
on.
Right. The commissioners turned over information to the sheriff.
Because they do all the credit card bill and payments.
The county commissioners are the ones who received the credit card bills to pay them. And they, in other words, they're the ones who say, yes, pay this or don't. They approve or disapprove all the claims. And when this came to light through the bank, contacted the commissioners, and they then believed that there was something there that ought to be turned over. They turned it over to our local sheriff. And so they did some investigation. Now, one might say perhaps they should have, at that point, rather than turning over to the sheriff, turn it over to, state police or somebody to say, County commissioner, so
right.
That was not my call. But after it sat there at the sheriff's office for a while with investigation, then it was decided by the prosecutor's office with the information that others had that they needed to have a special prosecutor because they did not want to handle the prosecution because it would be one elected official going after
sure, which makes complete sense. But the question to this is once it gets to the point of special prosecutor, is there a required timeline? Do you give them carte blanche and say, hey, take 5 years? We'll bill us whatever you get to it? Because Barry Brown hasn't done that, from what I understand yet.
There was not even a contract put together with this individual. I asked to see the contract, and they did not do that. Well, evidently, it's not required to do that. So, and by the way, the contract with Barry Brown didn't seem to make a difference. It just, you know, was going
But you'd hate to wake up one morning and get a bill for $50,000 from 4 years of investigation and time spent.
But I would certainly hope that this doesn't just say, oh, well, he resigned, and we're not going to proceed with any kind of investigation because, remember, at this point, there is no one who's publicly saying there's anyone guilty of any misdoings. I mean, there's just all this thought that there is certainly something to investigate, and that's what's going on with the special prosecutor to determine whether or not anything needs to be brought forward.
Right, and that's the job. And if they don't find anything, they don't find anything. And if they do, they do. It's not not difficult.
In the meantime, for our listeners, they may think, well, who cares running the auditor's office or the treasurer's office? Well, let me tell you what, the auditor's office, they're the ones who determine if your tax dollars are going to the schools. They should remember, 3 years ago or so, all of that referendum money that was going into the TIP rather than going over to the school.
Right.
That was just a mistake out of the auditor's office. Then the big mistake about all the nonprofits and all of that adjustment in the taxes. So these things are very important. The auditor's office helps us do all of these dollars correctly. And as a reminder, for instance, with this referendum that's going to be on the ballot, I saw that on the news, that's now going to be on the ballot.
Yes, they had a meeting last night. We talked to Dr. DeMuth yesterday morning, and it was passed unanimously, so that will be on the November ballot.
Right. Now, and that's what I spoke of, the referendum money, reminded me of that. Remember, look how hard they are working to make sure the public understands this is how much money we're going to raise and this is what we're going to do with it. And they didn't do this like quietly or quickly, boom. They've been working on it and the public's been very involved. And yet at the county level and the city level, look how they just crammed through this vote on that public safety tax. What was that? Boom, the thing started moving down the line to be voted on. It's over like within a month, and it's the same dollar amount. It's same $7 million. It's approximately the same dollar amount.
For the referendum.
Now, as I shared with you last week, the state said, well, hold it a minute. I'm not sure you voted down that at the right time. This may not be approved. And we still have not heard whether or not the state's going to tell us, yes, it's approved correctly or not. And yet this is not even being mentioned in the paper or anything. Now, I want to make sure that every fire department, volunteer fire department, or emergency medical provider who has the opportunity to come and ask for a portion of that money still get in that request.
How does this? How is this going to factor in, though? Because everybody's going to start getting their budgets together. How do we know what to budget or not to budget? If this, when is the state going to tell you you can go on with this or not?
Well, we have been contacting them until they really don't even want to answer our calls, no doubt. But they've been very kind to say, look, we're still waiting on an answer. As I understand it, they're waiting on the Department of Revenue for them to determine what the cutoff date had to be so they could get their numbers ready to provide to the county. And it appeared to me from the way I read it, but once again, I'm not the lawyer, but it looked like that this kind of change was not supposed to be happening between May 1 and July 1.
So that whole thing just might blow up.
Well, it could, but the big message I want to get here is that everybody who was going to apply for any of those dollars that for, under... There's a paragraph in there that says the fire departments, the volunteer fire departments, emergency medical providers have only until July 1 or before July 1 to apply for any part of that. Well, even if the state has not told us, yes, this is go, those departments still need to come forward and ask for a portion of that because if they had planned to, because if they don't do it before July 1, they cannot do it. That time frame will have gone by.
Cannot
so
do it until
I don't want to discourage anyone from doing it. I know Bean Blossom has already applied, as well as Richland Township, the Ellisville Fire Department.
When would they be able to reapply this time next year?
Not until the next
May?
Year before July 1.
Okay.
Yeah, the time frame was just different for this year because this is a transition year going from the old way we did income taxes to the new way. Remember, the new way, they're throwing all those taxes in together, and every year the city council, who has control of the income tax council, can take out of that pot and split it up between public safety, economic development, or into the certified shares. That has not been in the newspaper either for locals to understand.
Well, we appreciate you sharing it with us here on a Wednesday morning, County Councilwoman Marty Hawk, checking in with us. So as we try to put budgets together, you just got a budget for everything, and then because you have to, once you submit one, right, you can't add to it, so you just have to pull back from it.
Right, and speaking of budgets, we were notified that, you know, the state looks at our six-year average personal income growth, non-farm growth, and we really had good news about the growth of personal income throughout the state. It jumped. They take each year and then add them up and get an average, and so it's jumped up almost a whole percent. So we're the allowable new taxes, I'm not sure that's good news, but the allowable new taxes, property taxes, can grow, that levy can grow up 3.8%. That's almost, last year it was only about 3%. So it's really jumped a lot. So we had a low number over the last 6 years drop off of that six-year average. And so remember that average growth quotient can go up to as high as 6. So right now, it's for this next budget year, it's 3.8. So that's a number we have to look at to determine how much of a property tax increase can be allowed. Now, that doesn't include referendum because that's on top of any property tax that you're already paying. And, of course, that doesn't include that income tax. And that new income tax, if indeed it goes through, will be a chunk out of your paycheck, and your property tax will be something that you'll be paying, you know, twice a year, or you're paying it every month going into, you know, like a if you're paying it through when you're paying your mortgage. So there's one would think that if you're sitting out there as someone trying to make the bills and sitting there at your kitchen table and saying, do we have enough money for groceries this month, you're going to be looking at your water and sewer bills going up. You know, your property taxes appears is going to be going up, depending on how much assessed value we have, and your income taxes are going to go up. Now, how do you vote against a public safety tax? That's not something I can do. I mean, I think people want to feel safe in their homes. They want the fire department to show up. Question could have been...
You know, Marty, I think all of us could agree with that, except for a few small little details on this. That you just said that that tax can go for several other things than public safety.
That's exactly where I would sit. I'm saying even though you want to support public safety, the indication that it could go elsewhere is right out there. Never was that presented. I certainly would have presented it had I...
So it can,
that.
It,
we
can,
didn't really
it can go for
it.
Economic development, it can go for public safety, and what was the other one?
And the other is the way it used to go, like certified chairs. Yeah, right now, the way the 1% income tax is distributed is all tied to what is your allowable property tax levy as compared to the others, like the counties compared to the cities and compared to the library. So it's all split up by percentages. Well, that's a certified chair. But now, it's in starting in 2017, it's going to be, well, the city can't, because they control the whole thing, they can decide how much is going to go to public safety. Now, that would still get split up amongst the city, the county, Ellisville, and Steinsville, that's public safety. But if it's economic development, it would still be split up the same way, but it also depends on who the legislative body is to decide how those dollars are going to be spent if it's economic development. And as a reminder, our county commissioners moved forward with building that parking garage without bringing it forward to the council at all. And they included that in that Kim Cap tax dollars. And now, and that's part of their resolution when they passed this to keep that cum cap rate at the 0.0333, I think I discussed that with you, they have to keep it adjusted to keep it at that rate. But they include in that resolution they're going to pay for that parking garage out of that cum cap money. And that's not a part of what the council gets to decide. They won't even, I haven't even heard how much that's going to be for the parking garage. So if they're in complete control of what the economic development dollars would go,
we need more economic.
I don't know the rules, but people, that's all frightening.
People need to realize how much money is in economic development right now. It is phenomenal. And they have no idea how much is being decided by a committee. By a committee of people who you don't get to elect. That's who they are. That's just a bit, and they are deciding on millions and millions of dollars in this community, both at the city level and the county level. Marty, we're going to have to go, Marty.
The city would take this and move it all into the economic development or even any portion of it. But the state law is going to allow that to happen, and we should have, as a county and as a city, and all those being interested in this public safety tax, saying we want to put in a new place, new taxes, we should have said it's going to go into a pot of money, and it could go these other places.
Right, it's not guaranteed to be in public safety. That's exactly right. Well,
it's something completely ridiculous, but... Thank you, Marty.
Marty,
thank
good
you
job
for
as
explaining
always.
It.
Happy 4th of July. We hope to see you at a parade that is not...
You're not drowned
well,
in.
Well, or lit up like a Christmas tree because of lightning.
And there's
lots
of things to celebrate with 4th
yes,
of July. And I do wish the parade well, but you know, let's all enjoy family and all of the reasons why we're celebrating the 4th of July.
Amen.
And stay safe, everyone.
Good job, Marty Hawk. We appreciate your time as always.
Thank you.